I don't think we'll give away any secrets, but Blondet has just popped out to powder her nose. So we won't say anything when she comes back, okay, everybody? Don't say anything. Kathy, how are you?
Doing fantastic.
Nice. Kathy O'Connor is here. Blondet, come on back in. It's fine. I haven't told anybody where you were.
Her secret is safe with
her
you
safe.
And the nation.
300,000 people.
Yeah.
Your nose looks lovely.
Sorry, I was in the loo. Oh, is that terrible?
We said you were powdering your nose.
I had too many children. I have to go to the loo very often.
I'll give you some exercises for that.
Did you say I was powdering my nose?
Yeah.
I know what that means.
That's how long you were powdering your nose. Anyway.
Washed my hands, just for the record.
Kathy, thanks for joining us.
Delighted.
You did an article, it was very interesting. You did an article in Image magazine where you took a jacket and you put it on a 30-year-old, a 40-year-old, a 50-year-old and a 60-year-old. Why did you do that?
It was really just
why the hell would anybody do that?
It was really just to show that when it comes to style, that age is absolutely no barrier, because I think there's a lot of women who feel disenfranchised from fashion for a number of different reasons. And so it was just to show that no matter what your age, you can always look stylish.
So you're a personal shopper, a personal stylist. You work in the fashion industry. You've dressed people for television. You've been on television. What kind of jacket was it?
It was a kind of simple jacket that I got in a great boutique in Maynooth called Divine Boutique. So it's a very simple kind of neutral toned jacket without lapels. So it's one of those things that's so neutral, it means that you can accessorize it and make it look very
different.
What
colour was it?
It was sort of a beige jacket.
Beigey khaki without a collar.
Exactly.
And straight down. So
straight
like
down.
An over, like a, not a man's jacket, like a suit jacket, but something along those lines, a tailored jacket.
Exactly, without lapels.
Good. And so how many really buttons did it have on the front?
It had one button.
One button on the
do
front.
Do you have a picture now?
No. Well, I do. I thought you meant on the screen. No, I have in my mind.
Picture. Yeah,
I have
yeah,
in my
yeah,
mind. Yeah. So the exercise was to prove what?
It was just to show that really when it comes to style, that age is absolutely no limitation. As I say, there's lots of women who can feel really disenfranchised from fashion, because what happens is that because here we are so trend based, that come every season, what you'll have is five key trends. You buy them high street, you buy them high end. But what you'll do is you'll see everyone virtually wears the same things. And it's very easy for women at very young age, 35 or for whatever reason, feeling disenfranchised from that. So it was really just to show it's all about style and not necessarily about
trends. Well, if you're listening and you would like some fashion tips, you want to ask Kathy a question, 51551 mooney@rte.ie. Let's go through each of those, how they wore the jacket and the different accessories. But first, let's take the news with Eileen Dunn. One of the things that I article, which I did have a look through as well, is that you were talking about older women particularly. I mean, when you're in your 30s and 40s, you're probably still able to wear most things. But as you get a little bit older, maybe you get a bit more conscious about wearing different things like that. I mean, the jacket, can I, not to criticise you, Kathy, because you're lovely, is the jacket you picked is a classic jacket.
Yes.
That would look well on a teenager and look well on an older person as well. Is that a little bit easy to do? Is it harder with other clothes?
No.
Are you saying anything can be worn by anybody if it's worn the right way?
Well, exactly. And it was about styling it in such a way that was inappropriate for the four women I had, because they were real women. So it was about styling them just in terms of their personality, in terms of what would work for their lifestyle. So as opposed to put this on you and you'll like it, it's about stuff that would work for them. And I think that whole thing about women becoming a little bit disenfranchised with that very trend-based fashion can happen. You know, sometimes women become mothers, their body shape can change, they're in and out of a job or whatever happens, they get a little bit older for it. So it's for a number of different reasons that women can really feel a little bit separated from what's going on. At the end of the day, I think it's really about personal style. And for me, personal style is the marriage of clothes that really work for your body shape and also that say something about who you are.
The only thing I'd say about that, I know that I'm 43 now, and when I see a woman my age wearing a shorter skirt, it can look very wrong for me visually. And I'm not a prude or anything like that, but I think there is a certain, when you reach a certain age, even with good legs, there is a certain length of skirt that just looks wrong for me.
Well, listen, and I suppose that's what it's about, isn't it? It's about things that kind of work for that kind of individual, you know. Mm. But I think that we have probably a tendency more in this country, rather than dressing too young for our age, but dressing too old. And very often what can happen is that women get to a certain age, they cut their hair off and just go to planet beige. You know, and we've seen a lot of those women, you know, around, and it's nothing at all wrong with beige. But if you have that kind of blondy grey hair, you've got a beige kind of complexion, you've got beige clothes, it becomes very bland. And particularly at a time when you're losing colour in your complexion, that you need a little bit more warmth. Do you know what I mean? So rather than kind of, you know, subduing into kind of planet beige, it's time to just keep it going, because it's part of self-expression and it's about vitality. It's not about the age that you are, it's about how vital you are for your age.
So are you kind of saying you can wear anything that you want? It's just a question of your the shape of your body and how you see yourself, the confidence you have in that.
Pretty much, within reasons. I'm not going to suggest
that. I'd love
that
to
kind
think
of
that that's true, and I think that's 50. Very idealistic, but I do try and it just doesn't work. Well, listen, like, you know, those prints that came out this summer, you know, those big floral prints, and you see them and you see them in a magazine and then you see them on somebody and you go, God, they look so comfortable apart from anything. It's not, you know, you could work in it, it's not too tight. And then you go and you put it on. And if you are curvy, rather than, say, a size 10, say you're a comfortable 12 or you're 14, say between 14 and 16, and if you're curvy, all of a sudden those florals are massive florals. It's like the Botanic Gardens in front of you.
Demi Roussos kind of feel.
And you're kind of going, hold on a second, in the magazine, that looked nice. On me, I look bigger than I am.
But then it's about getting a print that works for you. So, I mean, if you're very petite, you have to be very careful about the size of the print, because you what you want to do is for you to wear the print and not the print to wear you.
Can I give you my experience as a painter and decorator? Because people would often come to us with wallpaper with this massive print on it, and they were putting it into this tiny room, and it would just look, it looked like the day of the Triffids in some people's houses in the dining room. And you'd be trying to explain, and it's €50 a roll, that's beautiful, and I bought it in Kevin Kelly Interiors in lovely shop, and it's like, yeah, but it's the wrong room. And a smaller print will work in that. So I can see scale is very important.
I love the way he turned that around, a man's take on fashion.
Well,
now,
scale,
if I was still dealing with wallpaper, fair enough.
Yeah, it'd be all arseways, wouldn't it?
Yeah. but that's exactly it. It's really about choosing things that are going to work for you. And given that every season we have these kind of key trends, for me, the stylish woman is the person who picks, I like this colour, I like this texture, I'm incorporating these things into my personal wardrobe, as opposed to feeling like they've got to go head to toe with the look.
Okay, what about the tan or the no tan? If we were to go out in the paste, no, I'll start again. It's not even paste. If we were to go out with the white legs and the blueness of white that we have after winter,
speak for yourself.
No matter what anyone says, right? If you can't get a tan now, no matter what anyone says, and I've fought it and I fought it, you have to put a little bit of something on your legs because you feel better. And it is, I know it's kind of giving in, you know, you're kind of saying, okay, I'm giving in to the system, but you can't help it. You will feel better, and bluey white does not look good.
But you know, there's tans and there's tans. So what you can do is get a tan enhancer, so you don't necessarily have to be orange-tastic in that kind of way.
So one of the moisturisers, like Johnson & Johnson Body Moisture, that gives you a little bit of colour.
That's what I have now, the Dove Gradual Fair to Medium sort of colour. You know, and it's very gradual. Like, you wouldn't think that's a tan.
No, but it looks really nice.
See, Shane?
No,
look,
I can see at her legs. You've been careful, you've exfoliated, you haven't gone too heavy on the ankles, so we're not getting
Shane,
that.
Look, we're not getting those patches. What a man this
you also
is.
You haven't put too much on your hands, so we're not getting it in between the fingers.
No.
But it does smell. That is the big thing with false tan. It does smell.
Ryan Tarbody's always saying that, isn't he?
They have come a long way. And so there are those that have less
and
smell.
It tastes.
Like.
Go on.
Yeah. But also, you know, there are people, Falk tights, for example, are really fantastic because they do tights that are very, very fine. So if you had legs, for example, where your skin wasn't all that you might wish it to be, you can get tights that are very, very fine that look as if you got that sun-kissed look. So solutions for everything.
Just be careful with the toes on those, don't you?
But they have ones with toes cut out.
If you have peep-toe shoes, you could be in trouble.
But they have ones with toes cut out.
Oh, toes cut out.
Yeah. German Peter engineering, O'Brien, it goes as far as the hosiery world.
Oh. Peter O'Brien, the designer, always says that, you know, Irish women, just you reach a certain age and you shouldn't expose your arms.
Well, and you know, as it happens, a lot of Irish women agree with that because it tends to be the thing that a lot, the bingo wings and that. But again, there are a lot of solutions for that kind of thing. And I think if you've got good arms, Shane now showed us his bingo wings.
You were saying, I'm just checking my bingo wings.
Is he too many?
Bernard Matthews got a hold of me.
Bingo wings or not?
No, they don't.
What
about cleavage? What's your rule on cleavage? Too much cleavage? Just a hint of cleavage?
I'd say lots of it.
But again, it really becomes down to
trouble.
a really personal kind of thing. So, I mean, I think there's, you know, there's girls I've seen that have exposing far too much. And the thing, I suppose, is that if you have an awful lot of cleavage showing, you will get a certain type of attention. So if that's the kind of attention you want, rock on.
It's a whole other item. What about it moisturises for your décolletage?
Ooh.
I moisturise my décolletage.
Very important thing to do, because it does...
How would you describe décolletage, whereabouts that is in the body, so I don't have to do it?
Derek did a whole day on décolletage months ago, and it was the talk of the nation. Yeah. It's, I think it's just above your boobs, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
Just below your neckline, yeah. Just below your
chest.
Do
you want us to show you?
Yes, is that... Absolutely. Well, this programme just gets
just
better.
Just integrated, in a word.
From wallpaper to décolletage.
How do you do it? You're some man, I tell you.
I'm a 65-year-old man, and I always wear bright coloured shirts, and it's amazing the comments I get about being brave to wear them, which I find strange, says Eddie.
Well, do you know, there's also a thing that a lot of people have their neutral colours, and that neutral colour can be black, it can be navy, and so anyone who wears colour, I think, tends to be making a statement, and it's great that people respond in a complimentary way, because so many people just go neutral.
This is coming into 51551. Older women need to remember that just because something fits you if you're slim doesn't mean you should wear it, says Barbara.
I agree. Ooh. I'm sorry.
But what does she mean?
I think they mean mutton dressed as lamb comes into my head.
No.
It can look wrong. If, you know, I won't mention a certain politician recently on television and came out, and the skirt she was wearing was just a little bit too short for her. It wasn't right for her. You know, I just think, I don't think there's anything message in it. It's just, it's buying wrong, you know.
But maybe had she bought that previously and it was nice on her, and then had kept it in the wardrobe and took it back out again. I mean, I've done that with shirts, and I've done it with jackets, actually, because men's jackets don't change an awful lot, but the cut, the tailoring on a jacket will change. Mm-hmm. On a sports coat, the lapels will be wider or thinner depending on when you had it.
I don't know, but I know it's a big thing for mothers with teenage daughters that they battle with, and we secretly whisper to each other at supermarkets and outside discos waiting for them and things like that, going, oh my God, you know. But I think when it comes to that, and it is a big issue, and we don't talk about it because it's kind of, we're laughed at as mothers, because what's the big deal? Teenagers just dress the way they want to. We have to go through that. I think teenagers have to go through that. They have to go through the experimental dressing wrong, dressing not necessarily to suit their bodies, but they have to go through it.
Yeah. But that way where the best friend comes in as well. You know, say, she know best friend is always the old, the old chat. She know best friend.
But best friend dresses exactly like her.
As you get older, and maybe your social circle isn't quite as wide, you're relying on the person in the shop who's selling it to you to help you with that as well. And maybe there isn't somebody that you can confide in and go shopping with and ask them questions.
But you know, but I think there's a real case for being an individual. I think there's a certain time when you're younger that you want to conform. You want to dress exactly like all your friends. We've got the little drummies out in Dundrum, you know, who've got their little
uniform.
This is
based on the shopping centre, the massive town centre in Dundrum.
Exactly.
Has lots of high fashion shops, and there are children, young teenagers who tend to hang out there. I'm just explaining to people who don't know what it is, and they're called drummies.
Yeah.
Yummy drummies is what one of the things was. So that's what it is. But you get them in every shopping centre.
You know, exactly. And they have a certain kind of look, which is grand. And I think, you know, when you're younger, I think there's that desire to conform. When you get older, surely to God, it's about being an individual. Dare to be yourself. And what can happen is that women, you'll notice women who go out together very often, by osmosis, they agree. They'll go out with a black pair of trousers and a sequins top, and everyone's in the trousers.
But
on
you
the
really
top.
Only want to stand out if you are sure that you look well. If you're not sure, then it's easy just to dress with the crowd.
But who's to say?
Everybody
that?
Judges you.
Well, but also I think one has to be careful, because I think that no one judges us as harshly as we judge ourselves.
That's so true.
And so I think that.
So true.
You know, I think that for women who are kind of in a way challenged just by way of my body shape isn't perfect, I'm getting a little bit older, I think we have to put the reins on too much criticism in that thing, because then you know, people aren't present.
And what's brilliant nowadays is underwear is amazing. Underwear is another world of armour.
It's
whereas,
a whole scaffolding.
Yeah, but like, hold on.
Engineered.
When things start going south, you
it's
can't.
It's like a wetsuit.
Don't knock it. Don't not knock it. No, it's great.
Not
I know
knock
you
it
had the wonderful Rena McCall from Embrace, who's an Irish company that do fantastic shapewear. And it is, but once you get that
shapewear, that's the term.
The kinder word. Shapewear.
Where does it all go when it's squeezed, though? That's the at some stage, does it let go? And what happens? With
the I can't really hold her, Captain.
Speaking as a man, is it like a tire when it gets a bubble on the side of the wall? What happens? It has to. I mean, it has to go somewhere. You keep squeezing, baby. It's going to come out somewhere.
Oh my God.
There are no words. There are no words to follow.
I've seen the sights I have seen.
No, and indeed, and one thing that one has to consider when you're getting your shapewear is that you have to buy your right size, because you want to look the pixie size. The tendency is to buy something very small, yeah. But you're absolutely right. The flesh has to come out somewhere, so it's just about buying your right size
and pay the money for the good stuff.
I think so. Yes, I absolutely think so. I think there's a lot of good.
Don't
good
be going
stuff
in paying
there.
A fiver and expecting it to do miracles for you.
Yeah, but really,
don't be stretching your roll on now on the stool turned upside down in the kitchen.
But the thing I think is that's really important is that because it is part of self-expression, that our clothes say something about who we are, it's just really good, you know, to keep that going for as long as you possibly can and embrace style. And don't be letting anyone tell you it's game over, and certainly not your teenage daughter.
I love brilliant. Your earrings, by the way. Kathy's wearing big black hooped earrings, yeah, with orange hearts hanging off the bottom of them and a matching bracelet. Yeah, it's very nice. Can we take a picture of that and put it on the website?
But there's the thing. I've got a very plain, simple white shirt on.
We're not
going to
ask you how old you are now.
I am 54.
54?
Yeah.
You look great.
Thanks.
You've got a streak. You've got dark hair, but you've got a streak of blonde, yeah, across the front.
You look fantastic.
Not like Cruella de Vil, but kind of similar.
Thanks very much. But again, my very plain white shirt, but again, what I have is just some statement piece. And that's my jewellery. So it's just about getting out there and daring to be different, daring to be yourself, well, as opposed to any diluted version of some ridiculous celebrity.
I think I really enjoyed that chat.
Thanks for it. And listen, it's been an education. I'm going to bring out yards of wallpaper with me next time when I'm at clients going, the man said.
Don't remember. Don't forget the tyre, the bubble on the side of the tyre. Beware of the 1660 syndrome. 16 from the back, but when you turned around, 60.
Ooh. That's from a very bitter
That's from
man.
A woman called Kathy.
No, that's
Why
man.
Are we expected to wear high shoes? We could go on all day. Yeah, Kathy O'Connor, it's lovely to speak to you. Thanks for coming
Pleasure in. Pleasure to be here.